Yeah, looks like a great day on the way today. 51, chilly, but nice degrees. High atop Blue Hill, where I live here every morning. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. Down Route 45 on a Friday.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Weekend plans? New grilling, hot tubs, hippie houseboats.
You know, because it's Labor Day weekend and everything. And,
Labor Day weekend. In the summer.
Happy Labor Day, Hunter.
It's showtime.
Yeah.
WQKX.
Let's get the party started right now. So much to talk about. So much to do this weekend. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning, right now.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
There's nothing like celebrating Labor Day with a good old American hot dog. Grill made in China, shirt made in Taiwan, sunglasses made in Japan.
So? The hot dog's still good. I still can't get over this thing we did, what, a couple weeks ago? That, and I don't believe it. I think it's, and I hate these words, fake news. But they said that every hot dog takes 36 minutes off your life or whatever. Are you kidding me? Hot dogs take more minutes off your life than cigarettes? Are you kidding me? I don't believe it. I'll be eating some dogs this weekend. Yeah, that's what it's all about. I'll be doing some golfing this weekend. I don't golf, but I do on Labor Day weekend. Why, you're probably asking. My dad and I used to golf every Labor Day weekend, and we were hacks. I mean, we were terrible at it. I even joined the Facebook club, I Suck at Golf. You could buy some really cool golf clothes. And if you look really careful, the logo isn't red, white, and blue and a guy swinging a golf club. It's red, white, and blue, a guy holding a golf club and drinking a beer. That's pretty much my dad, my brother, and I every Labor Day weekend. Now, my dad has passed, as I have mentioned here and there on the show. Missed the guy every day. He was my hero. So my brother and I started the Pop Open, which on the first tee box of the tournament, you pop open a Budweiser and guzzle it. Now, not only am I not good at guzzling beer, but my dad drank Budweiser, and so that's why we do that. It's not my choice, but we do that. And we call it the Pop Open. It has grown to nearly, what, 30, 35 people. Last year during COVID, it was the original team, me and my brother, because no one else was coming out of their dungeons. This year, it has grown back, including some nephews that have gotten married and had babies. They will be coming to the course without their babies. Mommies will be watching the kids. It started as just a family thing, but it has grown to extended family. And now there are a lot of friends teeing off as well. So that happens this Sunday. And I hope to get back in time for the Nori Block Party. We have so much going on this weekend. I mean, Northumberland has decided to just throw a party and have fun with it. And then there's Brantley's Art Show. Our very own Sam Tyler will be there in Mifflinburg. That just seems like a great time. We'll be talking about all these in good news coming up later on this morning. But Labor Day is really a holiday to celebrate American workers and how hard we work. I don't know if we still work as hard as we used to when we invented Labor Day. There certainly are a lot of job openings and a lot of unemployed people. We're not going to get political with this, but it is the unofficial end of summer. And it's an 80s, 90s weekend on 94KX. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with this. So stay with us all weekend long. Does that sound good? College football is back. We'll talk about that coming up. And it is National Wear Your College Color Days. And I am. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. 94KX.
That'll get you ready for an 80s, 90s weekend, long weekend, and Flashback Friday coming up at 7 a.m.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Here we are on a Friday heading into a holiday weekend, and college football is underway.
Fire at Boise State. Can he get the throw off? It's going to be short, and UCF is going to get a season-opening win and a program-opening win for Gus Malzahn.
How about that?
it was for the former Auburn coach. Ties the largest comeback win in school history and the largest comeback win for Gus Malzahn.
What a game. Welcome home, college football.
Yeah, welcome home, college football. Maybe not an exciting game for people in Central PA, but it was the first game, and it was UCF, that's the University of Central Florida, coming back to beat Boise State. And, yeah, it was UCF, what was it, 36-31, whatever. The big game we were worried about here in Central PA, not worried, but kind of excited about, is would Minnesota upset Ohio State? Because, face it, everyone around here hates the Ohio State. It's just natural. If you're a Penn State fan, you don't like Ohio. I'm a Notre Dame fan, and I don't like Ohio State. I'm tired of Alabama, too. Sorry. Today is National Wear Your College Colors Day. Wear them to work. Take a selfie. Send it to us. We'd love it because it ties in with our school spirit thing. But anyway, today we have a staff picture being taken at 10 a.m. with people in football jerseys. And that's fine, too. Wear your Penn State jersey if you support Penn State. Maybe you weren't lucky enough to go there. I wasn't. But I went to a small D3, a great broadcasting program. So I'm proud of my D3, King's College, Wilkes-Barre. Roof, roof. Why did I bark? Our mascot was a monarch. Anyway, yeah, wear your college colors today to work and take a selfie and send it to us. That would be great. I'm sporting my King's College jersey and my hoodie on today. I haven't brought a hat if I need to wear that for the picture. It's just something fun to do at work. Today should be a party day at work, people. Dress the kids in college colors or their high school colors. That's a great idea. High school football going on. Even if your kid's in third grade, put them in the high school colors. Put her in the high school colors. It'd be great. I mean, let's do this thing today. Let's get this ready. I mean, who really cares about UCF coming from 21 points behind to beat Boise State? We don't, but it's a feeling that's in the air. It's called college football, high school football, soon the pros. It's all about football. Rob the Sports Center will explain. He will, really. WQKX. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. It's Morgan in the Morning. 51 degrees. It's a little chilly out there, isn't it? 51 degrees high atop Blue Hill, where we come from. It's Morgan in the Morning. And we're sponsored by Alexander Ford. Alexander, as in Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up. You heard the news. How about some good news? How about a dad on his wedding day adopting his stepchildren?
I know that I'm the father to you both.
It's just an emotional thing that you won't want to miss. The good news. It's coming up. Mark just talked about something real good locally, a brand new run. From one Miller to another, sort of. It's all coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's some good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
And it's local, and that's what makes it really good. In about 3 weeks, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA is trying something brand new. It's a brand new foot race. It's called the Y to Y Challenge. Write it down on your calendar, September 25th. It's 7.5 miles. Why the weird distance? Well, it's down the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail from the Mifflinburg YMCA to the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center. That's cool. Look it up, GSVYMCA. That's Greater Susquehanna Valley, YMCA.org. And be part of this great event in just a couple of weeks. A great event this Sunday. It's called the Nori Block Party. Yeah, it starts early in the morning with a 5K with our very own Mark Stevens in Northumberland, broadcasting live. And the festival goes on all day with food, crafts, and of course, brews from Pine Otter Brewing. The Brantley Art Show is going on Sunday as well with our very own Sam Tyler. She'll be out there in Mifflinburg at the Willowstone Farm. Look it up, 100 Cedar Run Lane. Okay, Google that. You create your own art, you buy some art, and you become of the artistic people. And Brantley's just a beautiful young boy, and it helps him, too. Speaking of young kids, how about the dad at the wedding that adopted his stepchildren? He actually, in the middle of the ceremony, got on his knee and asked for the adoption, and they said yes.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, local people, if you've got good news, send it to us. We'd love to include it in our daily chapter called Good News. Just email, I don't know, Facebook message, call it in on the Ford Fun Line. It's what we want to hear. It's Good News in Central PA with Morgan in the Morning.
Radio.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
That'll get you ready for Flashback Friday coming up next. And please keep in mind, an 80s, 90s weekend, nothing but 80s and 90s the entire Labor Day weekend. Nothing says party quite like that. Nothing says bad music quite like TV stars and movie stars trying to sing. All right? And then nothing says bad acting like rock stars trying to be in a movie. The two should never mix. Now, this sounds like something I need to talk to Movie Mike about next hour. But you got to hand it to her because I've always liked her. Diane Keaton decided that there's only one thing she ever wanted, quote, in her whole stupid life, and that was to sing Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is just amazing. So once in my life, just once in my stupid life, I just want to sing along with the amazing Ariana Grande.
All right,
okay,
go ahead.
So here I go.
Yeah,
we'll get... Look what you taught me, and for that I say, thank you, Ned. Thank you, Ned.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Ned. Ariana Grande is a genius and I'm an idiot, but so what? It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for you. News is coming up next. Mark has that. Rob has the sports. Steve has the AccuWeather. Next hour, Flashback Friday begins. And we will remind you, today is National Wear Your College Color Days. But we want you to be kind of KX school spirit. We'll talk about it coming up. Morgan in the Morning. 52 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. We're still driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. In Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. Yeah. On this Friday, leading into Labor Day weekend, it is National Wear Your College Colors Day. So if you did go to college, wear one of your old college sweatshirts or t-shirts or game jerseys or whatever. And also, if you didn't go to college, support the one you love, like Penn State. You know what I mean? Who doesn't love Penn State around here? Anyway, put your Penn State jersey on and make it all good. Wait a minute. Mark Stevens has a Susquehanna University shirt on?
Absolutely.
All right, man. What year did you graduate, or is it a big secret?
Oh, no. It's 1980.
1980. Look at mine. I graduated from Christ the King College in 1981. There you go.
We're finally going to celebrate our 40th reunion this year, since we couldn't have it last year. So
yeah.
Coming up next month, the big 40th.
There you go. Wear your college colors today, and let's party right now.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
Text your flashback request to 49330. Message us through the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Yeah, and then let's get it going. Where is that song? Here it is.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Flashback Friday. We got a dilemma about Labor Day picnics. What if you're vaccinated, but your family isn't? Or the other way around. What if it's your best friend?
You
don't like it?
You never did get vaxxed.
No.
You always want to argue when it's time to put on a mask.
Yeah.
You've always been my best friend. So go get the shatter. Our time's gonna end, cause I'm through.
What I don't like about you, I bought a six-pack of brew for tomorrow night.
It's Labor Day.
Yeah, weekend long.
You can't come now, cause it's not cool with my wife.
No.
She's telling me it's her fear that you'll make her sick if you come here for beer. Come on, dude. It's what I like about you. I don't like it about you. No.
Good luck. Hey, coming up on Flashback Friday, we will flashback with more great music, but we've got a birthday buddy that you will identify as soon as he talks.
The one thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
I'm by winning.
Put down your sword and come join the winners.
I wonder if he's still winning. Birthday buddies coming up with Lynn Hall. Don't go away. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The reason why we play this on a Flashback Friday is LMFAO.
LMFAO.
We know what that stands for, but they were a fun party kind of band.
Uh-huh.
And when we do birthday buddies, like we're about to do in just a bit, it is Red Foo's birthday.
Is it Red? Red Foo is funny.
Red
He's
Foo,
amazing.
Yes, from LMFAO is, how old is he today? He's like 38 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But his actual name is, and you'll know this when you hear the last name, Stefan Gordy.
He's another Barry Gordy's sons.
Yeah, all right. He is one of Barry Gordy's sons, and he was the heartbeat behind LMFAO and the party anthem.
Red Foo.
Who's that other? Who's that other weird guy? He's celebrating a birthday today. What was his? We didn't know how to say his name. Was it OMI? Was it Ami? Was
it
OMI?
OMI?
I think.
OMI?
Yeah. But he had one hit, and it was called Cheerleader. Remember that?
Motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong.
Every time I heard the song, I put a fruit basket on my head and danced. I don't know why.
Carmen Miranda style.
You betcha. Anyway, another celebrity birthday today that we're kind of excited about because we haven't heard from him in a long time.
In a long time.
What I'm addicted to right now is winning.
I'm by winning.
Put down your sword and come join the winners.
I'm going to win such a moment.
They will sell me and then they will lose. And they will lose the rest of their lives.
Winning is like winning. It is not an option.
He's winning.
Oh, my goodness.
Winning.
Happy birthday to Charlie Sheen.
He's the best.
He's 56 years old today. What a wacky guy.
He is.
And finally, I'm going to say this last one with no music included.
Okay.
Today is
acapella.
Today's the birthday of Steve Jones. He's 66 years old.
Is he? Really? Okay.
He is not our Steve Jones.
He is not the Steve
Jones from the Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
Yeah.
Steve Jones, the voice of Penn State football.
Yes.
No. He is Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols.
Oh, okay. Not to be confused with Steve Jones of Penn State. Okay.
Please don't confuse the two. Please don't.
Two different guys. Happy birthday anyway.
Steve Jones, our Steve Jones, is not friends with Johnny Rotten or any of the Sex Pistols.
I don't think so anyway.
I hope not.
Either. I don't know.
Let's take a look at the locals.
All right.
She calls him
birthday buddy. Buddies. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry.
Happy birthday to Andrew Schaefer from Herndon, 37 years old today.
Ashley Sassani from, well, I don't know where she's from, but she's 34 today, Ashley. Congratulations.
She's probably from the coal region, so it's probably one of them Sassani or Sassanis.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, all those names out there.
There you go.
You gotta say it right.
Yeah.
Dee Yoder is 53 today. Happy birthday.
Della Parsons from Sunbury, 73. Happy birthday.
Jamie Swanger from Milton is 48 today. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Arisman from Richfield, 28 today.
Jennifer Kratzer from Sealands Grove is 49.
Jennifer Tumos. Oh, I love this name. Tumisto?
Yeah.
Ooh. She's 36 today.
Kathy Gallagher. Oh, Kathy Gallagher from Shemokin.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Sorry. She's the nifty 50.
Kylie Klinger is 42 today.
Happy birthday to Laura Chubb. She is 46 years old today.
Lisa Snook from Middleburg, 59.
Happy birthday to Lindy Hertzler. She's 30 years old.
Marsha Eichner, she's from Sealands Grove. She's 75 today.
Happy birthday to Bobby Croft. He's a buddy of mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. He's 47 years old. Hey, Bobby, see you when we go bear hunting. Except I don't go bear hunting.
I didn't think so.
Bobby does.
Ah, gotcha. Tony Ferrara is 57 today.
Happy birthday to Tracy Gilbert. She's from Dornsife, 53.
And I'm so glad I got this one because it's funny.
Okay.
It's a WKOK user from Dry Valley. We don't know who it is.
Because they didn't give us their name.
No, but whoever they are, they're 34. So happy birthday, unnamed person.
Hey, if you got a birthday, let us know your name. You could use the Ford Fun Line. You can message us on Facebook. If you're feeling adventuresome, you could do the text club. Or you could email or snail mail.
Or come up and tell us.
Just walk up and tell us. Yeah, that's perfect.
We don't care.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Each and every day, just before the 7:30 news with Lynn Hall, it's
Birthday Buddies.
Hey, still to come, besides the news, sports, and AccuWeather next, we got a dilemma where children are running away from home when a certain TV show is over.
Oh.
This could be Movie Mike's son's problem.
Ah.
We'll find out. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning. 54 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. We want to hear from you. The Ford Fun Line is open, 1-800-326-94KX. Call in your requests. It would be cool. 1-800-326-94KX. Speaking of Ford, we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, some viral comedy. What do you do when an alligator eats your drone? Don't get close to that alligator. Come on now. That's a very expensive drone.
Don't eat that.
Yeah. You should know better. When you challenge an alligator usually wins. Viral comedy, a chance for you to hear it before you Google it later. Flashback Friday with Morgan in the Morning. 80s Eagles, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I love that song from the summer. Back in the 70s when I was playing high school football, we used to sing on the high school football bus coming from a long day in the hot summer sun practice heading toward a fall season. We used to sing, "Listen to What Moran Said," because our coach was Coach Moran. Just thought I'd share that with you. And I was thinking of that during that song. Isn't that what Flashback Friday's all about? Your requests on the toll-free Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Also, feel free to just message him in. We'll see what we can do there. Okay. Is it viral comedy time? Because Movie Mike is coming up, and we're going to see if we could solve his son Logan's dilemma of occasionally running away. But first,
viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
I am Irish, Scottish, and Welsh, and evidently Scottish people can't say the words purple burglar alarm. It's gone viral.
There's some Scottish people that kind of say purple burglar alarm, purple burglar alarm, purple burglar alarm, burglar, burglar, purple burglar,
can you say purple burglar alarm?
Purple burglar alarm, purple burglar alarm.
Say no.
Say it.
It's not working.
Purple burglar alarm.
These dudes talk like my late great grandma. I mean, my grandma was not great grandma, but she was a great woman. She was from Scotland, and she'd always say, "Tommy, you stole your scone." I look at my dad, I'm like, what is she saying? Anyway, if you know a Scotsman, try the purple burglar alarm challenge. The viral has gone video. Also, in today's day and age, you're pretty cool if you have a drone. Let's fly it around. Let's tease an alligator with it. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, come on, George.
Oh, oh, guys, food? Oh, there goes the drone.
Oh, my God. What are you doing, George? Don't eat that. George, no.
Yeah, they were calling the alligator George, and George wasn't having fun with their fun.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Coming Coming up, Movie Mike has a movie review. He'll tell us what's new and review one of those flicks. And I got to ask him, why is your son Logan running away so much? Maybe it's because of this kid's show, Cocomelon. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You gotta be good. You gotta stop running away from home. Movie Mike is in the house. We'll talk what's new in the theater and you'll review a movie. But I saw this, Mike, and I thought of you. I think, now I don't know what I'm talking about because my kids are all grown and gone. But I think... what do you call him? Kid J? What do you call him? J-Man?
The J-Man.
Jordan, your youngest son.
Yeah, just turned three.
Who I refer to as Houdini because he likes to escape from anything. A youngster named Christopher keeps running away from home when this show is over. Now, what the heck is a Cocomelon, and does Jordan watch that show?
We have seen hours and hours and hours of Cocomelon in our house, yeah.
Okay.
It's just all music. It follows this family, and they sing these songs, and it's about learning to eat your vegetables and learning to go to bed at night.
Well, that's good stuff.
Things like that, yeah. So it kind of teaches a positive message.
But like everything, it has to come to an end, so...
Yeah.
This Christopher kid keeps in. It's on TikTok. It's hilarious. Maybe the J-Man has the same thing going on when Cocomelon is over. He's looking for a way out.
That could be. Yeah. When we take over and I want to watch Channel 16 News and we have to turn off Cocomelon, that's when the trouble starts.
Now we're on to something.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Before that, we've got a new movie, right?
Oh, we have one. Shang-Chi opens today. That's the new Marvel movie.
All right, but the one you are reviewing is?
Paw Patrol. And, you know, you can watch Paw Patrol on TV for free, but should you take your kids to see it? Well, I'll tell you in just a second. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Swan Song, starring Udo Kier. And this is a really good movie. I saw it during South by Southwest. So for information on Swan Song and showtimes, please visit campustheater.org. If you have young children at home, as I do, you're undoubtedly very familiar with Paw Patrol. If you're not familiar with it, this popular animated series is about a group of dogs who help deal with emergencies in their city. One's a police dog, one's a firefighter dog, one's a construction worker dog, and so on. In Paw Patrol, the movie, they have to take on the mayor. He's an incompetent politician with bad hair who has his name plastered on the city's tallest skyscraper, is prejudiced against dogs, and has a plan to separate canines from their families and keep them in cages.
Oh.
Gee, I wonder if this was based on anybody.
I don't know.
Parents may be asking, should we really pay to go see the movie when we can watch the show on TV for free? There are definitely some upgrades. The animation is more sophisticated. So much so, in fact, that within the first couple minutes, my 3-year-old turned to me and said, "This is fake Paw Patrol. Ooh. I want a real Paw Patrol." Fortunately, he adjusted to it. The adventures the pups go on are bigger and more exciting, and the film is a lot funnier, too. In fact, I was pleasantly surprised by how often I laughed. You also get great messages about teamwork and the importance of being brave in scary situations. So yes, Paw Patrol the movie is worth seeing with the kids in your life. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 bags of puppy chow.
Ah, and the J-Man stayed until the end.
He did, he did. He got into it and really liked it. And, you know, sometimes with these movies that your young kids want to see, as a parent, you're sitting there looking at your watch thinking, when is this going to be over? Paw Patrol the movie is not one of those films. We all saw it together as a family. And really enjoyed it. So,
wow. So the puppy chow rating was for real.
It was for real. And you can see this in theaters, or if you don't want to go to theaters right now, it's also streaming on the Paramount Plus streaming service.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Keep all the kids in the house, okay, buddy?
I'll try.
56 now, and a beautiful day and a beautiful way to kick off a holiday weekend. If you're enjoying Flashback Friday, please remember that we've got 80s, 90s all weekend long on 94KX starting later today. Mike, don't go. Mike, where you at?
Yeah, what's up?
You think the Cocomelon thing is, am I saying it right? Cocomelon,
yeah.
Okay, now I want you to go home And when J-Man Jordan, we're making him a rock star here. When your three-year-old decides to escape today for the first time.
For the first of what will be many times.
Check out what's on TV, okay?
All right, I'll do that.
And if Coco Melon just went off, we're on to something, aren't we?
We are. We got to figure it out.
You know what? Sometimes Uncle Tommy Tom has the answer.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
Text your flashback request to 49330. Message us through the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app or call Tom and Lura at 1-800-326-94KX. This is Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Give us a ring, Morgan, in the morning, 1-800-326-94KX. Keep me posted, Mike, all right?
I will.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Got in a discussion last week about Loverboy. Everybody loves working for the weekend. But, you know, and we were talking about how good Loverboy actually is. And are they a Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of band? Well, maybe not. But are they good and a great late 70s, 80s band? Yes. And I mentioned When It's Over, and they were like, I'm not sure I know that one. Well, now you do. One of my, if not the, favorite Loverboy songs. Go ahead and argue among yourselves. Hey, here's an argument that's popular now. What kind of water do you like to drink? What? I don't understand this at all. But it's Flashback Friday, and I thought I'd throw some Beach Boys in, okay? 66% of Americans claim that they have strong opinions on water preference. Only 23% of us drink tap water. Only 23%. You guys working at the water plant right now are like, thanks a lot. But it's true. Different city water tastes different. Last week when I was in Philadelphia for my daughter's wedding, Philadelphia water is awful. I'm sorry. It's just terrible. And they say, well, that's big city water. Well, I don't know. I grew up in the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, South Side Wilkes-Barre, represent. That water wasn't too bad. I recently went without bottled water to visit my mom. I visit Mama Morgan, I don't know, a couple times a month, make sure she's okay. God bless her, 84-year-old woman. Forgot my bottled water, drank water on ice. Not as good, but I'm not going to diss it. I mean, come on. Only 23% of us drink tap water. That explains why all the soft drink companies have their own water, I guess. Have a nice glass of water sometime this weekend, okay? Yeah. It's Morgan in the Morning. Still to come, Tom's list of ways to stay out of the hospital this holiday weekend. And more Flashback Friday music. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning. Got you shaking and dancing and ready for a long Labor Day weekend. In 80s, 90s weekend with 94KX. Right now, it's a Flashback Friday.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Labor Day, everybody.
We're going to take a little family vacation of our own.
For Labor Day getaway.
It's going on now through Labor Day weekend.
Summer's almost over.
Summer is officially over.
No, it's not. Now, wait a minute. I don't believe in that at all. I believe in the weatherman. I don't know why, because usually they're wrong. However, the way we treat Memorial Day as the beginning of summer, even though it might be like 50 degrees. And the way we treat Labor Day, like it's the end of summer, even though long after Labor Day, it continues to be 90 degrees with thunderstorms. I don't think summer's over, but you go ahead and think that if that's the way you officially feel. Either way, it's a great time to party. But believe it or not, Labor Day is a dangerous holiday. It is the second most dangerous holiday of the year. Tom's top list of the day, five things to be aware of when you're traveling, wear a seatbelt. Labor Day is the second deadliest holiday weekend for car accident fatalities. And it's only behind Memorial Day. So we party at the beginning of the summer. We party at the end of summer. Please be careful. Wear your seatbelt. Hey, kids, wear a helmet. Millions of kids are hurt every year, especially during festive functions, whether it be rollerblading, skateboarding, or those ATVs that are so popular here in Central PA. Please make sure your kids are wearing a helmet this Labor Day weekend. And you know what? All year long. Number three on our list, be careful around water, okay? And this includes when alcohol is involved. All right, sure, your kids should be wearing life jackets, you know, but maybe you should too, because you may get caught in a situation that you can't handle. Being trained in CPR is also a big help. Number four, just be prepared. If you're going camping or even just on a hike, just be prepared for any conditions you may encounter. All right? Weather, terrain, wild animals, and always bring enough water, too. Not for the wild animals. And finally, number five, you're not going to want to hear this, but be COVID safe. The CDC is recommending that everyone who isn't fully vaccinated should stay home for Labor Day. We know you won't. Even if you are vaccinated, still, good idea to social distance and wear a face mask in public. Those are Tom's top list, the top five ways to say stay safe this Labor Day weekend. Please do. News, sports, and AccuWeather next. Morgan in the Morning. Rick, 58 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. What are you doing this weekend? You're probably doing something. And it's going to involve a trip to the grocery store. You know, like, long holiday weekends are also kind of like snowstorms. You got to grab the bread, milk, and eggs, except there's a lot more on your list. We want you to stop at your local Wise Markets. We'll tell you why, coming up. 80s, 90s weekend, all holiday weekend long. Do you remember CMB from the 90s? Color me bad. 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
For those of you who think that you can't have a Flashback Friday without some ABBA music, or do you say ABBA, they are back. ABBA is coming out with a new album. Is this weird or what? They haven't done anything in such a long time. The album will be called Voyage, and it'll drop November 5th. That's pretty cool. With a new single that was released yesterday. So release a single first week in September. Album not coming out till November. Pretty interesting. The song you're listening to right now is called Don't Shut Me Down. Another big song is called I Still Have Faith in You. Two of the biggest tracks coming out. Check that out from ABBA. Flashback Friday continues for just a little bit as we wind down. If you're going grocery shopping today for your big Labor Day feast, remember the Fight Hunger campaign is going on at Wise Markets. Every single Wise Markets. Yeah, they're trying to make a positive difference in the community by donating non-perishable items to local food banks, including like the one in Sunbury or the one up in Danville. Wherever you find a Wise Market, there's also a food bank, and Wise Markets wants to help. You could help by choosing to round up your bill as you shop this weekend. Donate $1, $3, $5, $10, whatever. Donate it at the registers. Round up at the register, they say. Thank you from Wise Markets and all of us at 94KX. And Morgan in the Morning.
Hello, Susquehanna Valley.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, thank you so much for all the calls and the fun we had. Flashback Friday. Remember, Chad's got that way back lunch, so you could do this all over again at noon. And then starting this afternoon and going right through Labor Day, right through Labor Day. This is so cool. We have an 80s, 90s weekend. Wow. Enjoy yourself, all right? Be safe.
Weekend, where the only thing working should be your liver.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.